Hello. Hello, my lovely listeners. It's the mini episode this week. We've Dido, the Dido show, and I've got some treats for you this week. First of all, the book that I like to entice you or to inspire you to read or listen, as you know, I listen to audiobooks, it's Man's Search for Meanings by Viktor E. Frankl. Viktor E. Frankl was a prisoner in Auschwitz and Dachau concentration camp during the Nazi nasty rule, ruling. Well, nasty is not actually the word. During the, that's an example, when they're trying to kill, I think they kill, well, they kill a lot of Jews and kids. Thinking about Auschwitz alone, there was about 200,000 children that died, and about a million Jews of people from gypsies, anybody that had a disability. They would just kill anyone that wasn't down to their, what they called the normal race, whatever the fuck they came up with. Sorry. But the book is an amazing book, and I read this book quite a long time ago. I actually have to go back and to read it, but yeah, stay with me, because Viktor kind of, obviously, half the book is about the life at Auschwitz and about the mental state that you had to have to endure and to survive, you know. So it wasn't really physical, it was down to the mindset that you had to adapt to and finding meanings in everyday task. But the one that shocked me, and I wasn't aware of this, is that there was more people killed towards the end of the camp, the end of the life of the camp, because they were told somehow, I don't know, they were going to get liberated by Christmas 1945, I can't remember, don't quote me on that, but they were given a date, they were supposed to be liberated, and because the date came and nothing happened, nothing, they weren't delivered, a lot of people die. A lot of people actually, as he pointed out, let themselves die, because they had a date, they had a date in their mind, they had a set date. And I guess it's easy to say now, but when you spend, you know, 4 years in a camp, you know, especially in a camp like Auschwitz, you know, you're given this good news that you're going to be liberated, and then the things doesn't happen, you just probably think, well, I'm going to die, yeah. So that's what shocked me. More people die during the end of the camp because they just gave up on themselves. So the psychology is very, very mind-blowing and very poignant. And so for that, I think that book is worth doing. The second one is Westland, which is a video. Actually, no, it's a documentary about some people passing by on bike and looking at fucking, probably thinking to themselves, look at this English fuck with his big fuck off microphone on a bench in a park talking rubbish. Probably. I don't think it doesn't matter. Anyway, let's go back to my review. Westland 2010 by a German, Mount Vic Munzis. I think it's German. I don't know actually, probably a German, it's probably Swedish. But it doesn't matter. Actually, it's from. Anyway, he went to Rio de Janeiro, the biggest dump land, wasteland, place where they just dump shit, dump rubbish. And a lot of people there, poor people, most of the people there, not most of the people are in Brazil, but people around there, kind of go in there and then use whatever they can recycle to sell, you know. So what Vic did, he took some of the people there and actually get them part of an exhibition. So basically what he did was taking pictures of the people that were picking up rubbish or stuff, recycling stuff in those pile of rubbish within the garbage landfill. So he would take portraits of them, and the idea was to get bits of rubbish and blast on a crane, I think he did, blast the picture on the floor and reproduce the picture with rubbish. So basically, you see, it's a bit like some papier mâché, but it's kind of beautiful. It's beautiful because he used bicycle material to kind of draw someone's face from the picture he took. And the results are great, mind-blowing, very, very good, you know. But what got me through this documentary, you know, I actually cried when I watched it the first time, because this human aspect, that in the end, it's a happy ending. He actually managed to employ some of these people to actually work full time for him. So they got something out of it. And the human quality, the human spirit, the human experience within this documentary is, to me, one of the best documentary ever made. And I think it's definitely worth watching. So Westland from 2011, actually. United Kingdom, it was released in 2011. Director Lucy Walker. I'm going to try to get all of that because she did a really good job. And I am trying to get all of Vic Munzee's. Vic Munzee's. I probably just slash his name there. But that movie, actually, he got nomination for the Academy Awards for the best documentary feature. I don't know if he won it or not. I think when they say, actually, I think he did. Academy Award for the best documentary feature. So he did. But when it's a nomination, I mean, he's just nominated. It doesn't mean he won it. So anyway, Westland, 2010. I think on IMDb, he's got 7.5, or he's got 92% like this film on Google. Google reviews, 92%. That it's not bad, you know. So go out and watch it. I will be putting the links to all this stuff that I've been talking about today, the book Mind Search for Meaning and Westland, because I think there's two good one documentary that have moved me in my life, and I retain them even after all these years. I still remember it because it just moved me. It just really touched me, and I hope it does touch you too. Not in a sexist way. Anyway, that's probably me. Right, I'm gonna digress. This one should be a short episode about a book and a movie review, or a documentary review in the instance. It's been 7 minutes. Oh, by the way, I am starting to have a Facebook group, and I am writing a book. No, actually, two books. Because I'm going to try and sell you something. Yes, I'm going to try. Well, not a selling. I'm just going to propose. If you want to buy it, you don't have to. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm not going to give it for free. I already give this podcast for free. I'm not going to do everything for free. But I think it's going to be called a book. One is my autobiography up to date, which I probably will have to upgrade every 5 or 10 years. But the other one is, here you go. There's always somebody pissing me off with making some noise. I mean, maybe I pick up the wrong place, but I started this, I was by myself, nobody here, and then as soon as I start, there's some... Anyway. Zen. Yeah, I meditate every day. I really cannot stress enough meditation. I'm so cool. I mean, my father-in-law, which I detest, I truly detest, he gets pissed off for no reason. He's a twat. The only thing he's going to teach me is how to open a bottle of wine. But anyway, he's always angry about something, and then now, because I'm so calm when he talks to me, he doesn't get it. He just blows his mind. I think he wants confrontation, and I'm not giving him that, and he's even more frustrated. The other thing I think people are funny here, I've got this pink sweater, and I wear it a lot because I like my pink wear. I like my pink stuff, so I wear it, you know, my bicycle one, and I could tell people's face. Something goes up in their mind, like the neurons just explode or just kind of snap, because they look at it, they look staring. So, this man, he's a man, and he's got a pink sweater. I mean, what does I say? Is he gay? Is he not gay? Does he want to say he's gay? What the fuck? Because you put some pink on you, you have to be gay? What the fuck is wrong with these people? I mean, I guess I'm in a small village. Fish is not that small, but it's bloody small-minded people around here. But because I've been living in England for 20 years in Birmingham, a big city, you know, I'm a city guy, I guess, now. So I don't really care. I never care about what people think of me. The other thing I'm going to say here, and I want to upset some people here, and I was thinking I'm not telling anyone, but I'm going to do it anyway, because some things need to be said. And I was cycling on my bike. My bike has got no aids whatsoever. It hasn't got those new bikes, got a power thing, so when you go up the hill, you can go and don't sweat. And I was going up here yesterday, and this fat fuck, honestly, it was a fat fuck going up the hill, like, faster than me, like spitting in my face, like spitting in my general direction. And I was like, these people shouldn't even be allowed to buy a bike like this. I mean, if you, the whole point of doing exercise and buying a bike to lose some weight, it's like you actually sweat a little, you fat fuck. What is the point? I don't get it. I mean, I know sometimes it's like, oh yeah, you know, it's what is this human race going to? I mean, what next? Honestly, they're gonna have robot legs so you don't have to run anymore, or like be on the overboard so you just run but you don't actually run, so you don't sweat. What's the whole point? The whole point of doing exercise is that you should lose some fucking weight. Anyway, I'm angry at that. I mean, I was. Maybe is it because he was going faster than me? Yeah, of course he was, but yeah, he was actually. Yeah, no, but yeah, maybe, but. The whole point of doing exercise is actually, the whole point of having a bike that's got no aids is actually you're gonna sweat. Yeah, I mean, it's uncomfortable and I hate it. I don't hate it anymore. Now, actually, if I don't, my shirt is not wet by the time I get somewhere, I just think I haven't worked out enough. So, I do actually get sweat. I lack pain now. That's my new drug. You know, and trust me, I've done a lot of drugs in my life. Now it's a really good, healthy drugs to have. So I'm addicted to that. And yeah, I'm very pissed off when I see somebody passing me, not even sweating a bit, going up here with a fucking huge bag, just because he got battery powered. That shit, he was going faster than me. Angry, as you can tell. I apologize if I upset some people there, but. I just thought I had to say it. I had to mention it. And if you know me, I don't hold back. Sometimes I just say stuff that, yeah, it's going to upset people, but hey, that's me. Okay. I see you. Oh, I'm going to tell you about how to, when you get depressed next week, because I had a funny episode this week. I was a bit low and I was trying to, you know, bring in a few friends, you know, try to pick me up. And something funny happened that helped me a lot. And I'm going to share this with you for next time you get a bit low, a bit depressed. It just switched your mindset straight away. So this is going to be the new one, the next one. Tomorrow I'm going to London. I've got a drone job to do around London. So that's why I'm putting this podcast a bit early this week. So you won't hear from me up to Monday next week now. So I stand by what I say. It's going to be a 2 episode every week. And I'm doing it. I'm gonna be consistent with it. Oh, and if you actually want to, I was gonna say about my Facebook. I'm actually getting the Facebook group, closed group, I think for now. So it will be in the links. And I'm gonna try to test and ask you guys from Facebook as polls to, because I was gonna ask you what kind of book you like to hear from me, or if you actually ever did want to hear more from me, but. I'm going to use my this Facebook page to try to test out things and ask you opinion on stuff, you know, because since you're not getting back to me, I understand probably why, because it's not hard, it's not easy to leave comments or whatever kind of device you leave it on. So I reckon if you actually follow me on Facebook, you could actually talk to me directly, which would be great, right? Well, if you want, of course. I'm not going to stalk on you, or stalk me, or stalk you. Well, I digress again. It's a lovely day in France, and I'm gonna leave you with a big hug. I'm gonna leave you with an email, internet hug. How do you say that? Like a virtual hug. Yeah, there you go. You ready? Are you ready? There you go. I'm actually holding my hands in the air right now, in a park. Yeah, I am. I don't really care what people think. But here you go. That's a virtual hug for you. And lots of kisses, and I love you. Thank you for listening again, and I'll see you Monday next week. And honestly, go watch the movie I told you, the documentary. Try and find out online. It's great. It's really good, and it's an happy ending. It's all good. And the book, you know, just trying to tell you, it moved me. You'll probably find it helpful. It has helped me. And anyway, I love you. Have a good day, whatever you're doing. Have a good night. Have a good weekend, because I won't see you up to Monday. Life is beautiful, and you are beautiful, and you're worth it. No, you are enough. You are enough. Yes, you. Yeah, you. Don't look around. You. Okay, I love you. Bye. Thank you for listening again. Please subscribe to the channel on YouTube or on all the platform where you listen to this podcast. I've got a YouTube channel if you want to check it out. It's Didier Soulier. So that's D-I-D-I-E-R-S-O-U-L-I-E-R. Check me out on YouTube.
Please, if you want to support this podcast, you don't have to, it's free, but you can on patreon.com. All the links are on the podcast show notes, and my PayPal account is there too. Thank you for listening again, and I see you soon.